Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah! Shoulda Cameron, John Ritchie. 94 WIP. You know, and I was doing that listing about a half an hour ago of celebrities that have died in recent weeks. I forgot to say Bob Saget.
Philly's own.
Yeah, I mean, there have been, I mean, that's six. And for all I know, I could be missing others. I mean, that is it's a shame. Anyway, Louis Anderson, for those that missed, that passed away earlier today, or maybe it was last night, but the news was announced today. James, I know you had an interesting nugget about the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes.
Why don't you lay this on us?
It's not a great one, Joe. You had asked earlier in the show. You said the Flyers ever lost 10 in a row twice in one season.
I said that yesterday. I found out yesterday they had not.
They had not.
Yes.
And in fact, they're the first team since 2010 to have two separate 10-game losing streaks, and they are the first team in the history of the NHL to do it in their first 40 games. It's never happened.
I mean, yes, really hard to do in 40 games, lose 10 in a row twice. Now, I will say this one thing in their defense, the only thing that can be said in their defense today, is that back in the day, you used to have ties.
Yes.
So whereas now overtime losses and shootout losses, they used to just be ties. So they wouldn't count as a loss. That's different than back in the day. So it's easier to lose 10 in a row now than it used to be. But still, I mean, guys. It's really bad. You know, John, I have this chart. You know, I got various pieces of information that I have with me year-round because there's things I know every once in a while I want to lean into as reference points. So quick Flyers thing, and right back to the calls, and we'll get to our NFL picks. So in 1995, the Flyers, and I'm just going to read you where they finished in the conference for a couple years here. 95, third in the conference. 96, first. 97, second. Then third. Then fourth. Then first, then third, then third, then third, then fifth, then fourth. Since 2007, that was a really bad year, 15th in the conference. That was the worst Flyers team I ever saw until this one. Then they had a stretch where they were still competitive. Fifth, fourth, seventh, second, third. That's up to 2012. They're still very competitive. Since then, 2013 on, 10th in the conference, 6th in the conference, 12th in the conference, 7th in the conference.
Holy cow, man.
11th in the conference. 6th in the conference, tied for last, so tied for 14th, 15th, and 16th. That was in 2019. In 2020, they were technically first, but we know they were basically fourth. They just had that round-robin thing where they vaulted from fourth to first. Then there's last year, then there's this year. And by the way, those numbers I read from the 90s into the early 2000s, I mean, they were great. But then there's all the success they had in the 70s and the 80s, getting to cups, winning cups in the 70s. I mean, what is going on with the – and I really do think at a certain point here – you got to focus on who is running the Flyers because they're obviously mismanaged. I mean, you can't be this bad for this long and not be a mismanaged franchise. There's only so long you can rebuild and have a fan base be like, oh, yeah, we'll wait for it. Yeah, sure, we'll wait through a rebuild. Okay, sure. Phillies did it to us for like 4 years. Sixers did it to us for like 4 years. The Flyers, I don't know if it's because they don't rebuild enough. They try to have it. Guys, they have won one playoff series since 2012.
I think the better question is not just who runs the Flyers, it's who runs the Flyers and do they care about the Flyers?
Well, that too.
Because that's the impression I get. that they're just fine making some money,
sure,
and not caring at all about what happens on the
and end. You don't get any out front. Like, this is when you need a spokesman to step forward and say, listen, fans, we know we're struggling. We know you're aggravated. Here's our plan on how to fix it. You don't get any of that. It's like it's like vacant. It's really not good. All right, we'll get to our NFL picks for really what is the best, I think, weekend of pro football pretty much every year. And this year sets up as just tremendous games. We'll get to that shortly. Conversation on the phones. You want to weigh in on the Flyers? Please do. 76ers, Ben Simmons, whether they're going to trade him or not. And everything we're discussing with the Eagles as well. Charlie's with us right now. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I got 3 points kind of moving forward. I really think the season overall was kind of like a C, C minus, including the playoffs if you step back and look at it. Mm-hmm. With expectations, kind of like a B, you know, if you factor that in. A question I got for you guys is, do you think Jalen Hurts limits Nick Sirianni's play calling and the overall offensive ability we have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's important because – as moving forward and you guys want to get big players to come in like Davante Adams, right, or let's just say we could have got D-Hop, right? Those guys don't want to come here and play with a quarterback like that who's going to limit your play calling. I mean, we saw it in the Bucs game. We saw it in the Giants game. So why are we trying to go out and get these big-name free agents or try and get players to come here with a quarterback who, and even if you look at it at his NFL Combine Pro profile, all it says on there is a good backup with the capability to start. That's kind of where I'm going with
you
this
know, John,
call.
It's a good point on Allen Robinson, who's had bad quarterback play. He might
he
not
sure
be
has.
Digging
I mean,
this.
Yeah.
Horrendous quarterback.
That's
yeah.
his experience
I
mean, as a pro.
And he's had great quarterback coaches. I mean, Alabama's is a great football school, and Oklahoma's not a joke either. So he's had guys telling him, hey, you got to work through your reads. You gotta work on your throwing mechanics. I just don't think he's capable of those things, and I don't want to waste time here where we're giving this guy 3 years, right? And really, we've gotten no traction. That's just kind of where it's going, and I know there's no quarterback
you're giving
in
him
this
2 years.
Two years
with four games at the end of the first year. I'm not going to count the first year that Carson was.
No, I'm talking about in the future. So he's already got, what, one full season, right?
Yeah.
How many seasons do we give this guy until we're like, okay,
this coming
well,
season.
Well, this one's so? Kay and Charlie. I'm looking for a different quarterback. A lot of people don't like when I say that. It's how I think they should approach the offseason. It's my opinion. Charlie, give me a great character in a TV show that's an active show.
Tom, what's his name, who plays Loki? And
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Loki's a great answer.
It. Yeah, you guys should watch that show.
I watched it and I loved it.
Yeah.
It's a great answer.
You got it, man. All right, let's do our picks. We're coming in real tight here as we move to the divisional round of pro football's playoffs. And our picks for this round, listen, we're coming down the stretch. Who was that announcer in horse racing, James?
Down the stretch they come, that guy.
Yeah, wasn't it Dave Johnson?
I think you're right. Yes, Joe.
You understand. My knowledge of sports is not contained just to football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. I mean, I can slug it out in boxing. I can tee it off in golf. I can give you the Olympics.
Can't say golf.
Yeah, I can't say golf, apparently. By the way, I saw ESPN's not sending anybody to the Olympics. Now, you can make a case that's COVID-related, which obviously it is in part. But, I mean, think about that. Think about the downfall of the Olympics. ESPN's not even sending anybody to the Olympics.
That's legit crazy.
I mean, guys, how many people even know that the Winter Olympics start in like a week or two?
Not nearly as many as normal, for sure.
And what has my theory been, amongst others? That when you have the Olympics every other year, in this case, a couple months apart because of COVID last year delay, you lessen the feeling of the importance of the Olympics because it's not as special anymore. Anyway. Our picks, John, here's the deal. We come into this round after last week. I went 1-2. You went 1-2. So I am still just a half a game up. I'm 26-24-1. You're 26-25. Full disclosure for everyone listening, John and I know our picks before we do this segment, although we haven't told each other. So it's not like I'm going to pick games the same as him to try to box him out from getting past me. I have my 3 picks already written down. John, take the floor with your first pick. Who do you have?
I'm skipping the Cincinnati-Tennessee game.
So am I, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've thought one way and then the other way all week long. I have no idea what that game's going to look like. So I'm going to go to the San Francisco-Green Bay game. And for me, this is the toughest of the three that I'm picking. I'm just going to go conservative here and say that the 5.5 points in a huge playoff game like this is just a little too high. I do think Green Bay wins, but I think San Francisco can keep it closer than 5.5, so I'll take San Francisco.
Well, I am on the other side.
You didn't even have to say it. I was like, you're definitely with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I am. You're going to notice a theme here with my picks.
Oh, we know. Historically,
trust
it's a theme.
Me, you're going to notice a theme. Yeah, I think Rodgers with the 14 days, I guess for him it's 21 days because I don't think he played that final game.
He did,
game.
Actually. Played like the first half of that Detroit game. All right. Played more than people expected.
Yeah, I just think Rodgers and Davante Adams, they'll do their thing. Green Bay minus the 5.5. I'm going Green Bay.
I am actually picking the road underdog in all three,
well,
and
I'm
it sounds like you're picking the home favorite.
Correct.
In all three.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's on.
It's showdown week, baby.
The Rams in Tampa Bay. I can't get around the fact that Tampa's offensive line is so beat up, and Tristan Wirfs, he has a high ankle sprain. It is a high ankle sprain. That's the deal. And he tried to play in our game. We know he's tough. We know he couldn't do it. And it's not a great D-line to be facing with the Rams when you're so banged up. Our worst defensive end had whatever it was, two sacks,
two.
One and a half sacks.
I think it was two.
Against that offensive tackle. Think about that. This Rams defense, they are going – Tom Brady can not be beaten often, but when he is, what's the common theme?
Get
that
after him.
You get pressure, you get on him, you smack him around. I think the Rams can do that. And as you know, I think Sean McVay will have a nice plan offensively against a really good defense. So I'll take the Rams plus three.
So my commentary here is really simple, and I'll keep it really short. I'll believe Matthew Stafford can beat Tom Brady in a playoff game after I've seen it happen. Until then, I don't believe it. And it's a relatively small spread at three. I'm going with Brady minus three against Stafford for Brady to win this football game.
Buffalo heads to Kansas City. It's a 1.5 point line now. Think about the way Kansas City looked last week against the Steelers. In the first quarter. What was it? It was 7-0 Pittsburgh.
Correct. Like, yeah, the defensive touchdown.
Yeah, Kansas City could not get rolling. And I was pretty shocked at that. And I think back to this season, Kansas City has been so up and down. Now, yeah, the Bills have had their issues from time to time. I think they're a better team. I like the Bills' defense a lot more than I like Kansas City's defense. And I think in a game like this, that really will matter. So I'll take the Bills plus 1.5.
You know, I would have been maybe inclined to take the Bills if this line was higher. This is just about a pick 'em. This is a 1.5 point spread. I just find it hard to believe that KC at home with Mahomes. You know, it's a little bit of that sort of I'll believe it when I see a thing also.
They've looked kind of bad.
They're not as good as they were the last three seasons. Even that year, they lost the AFC Championship game to Brady in that cold weather game in KC. But I'm not going to go Bills. I'm not going to go McDermott over Reed. I'm going to go Reed and Mahomes at home, minus the 1.5, which I guess at that point would be Andy Reid's, is it fifth straight AFC Championship game or fourth?
Wow. Fourth or fifth. Yeah, at least four.
I think it would be four.
It's four.
Yeah, it's four. Yeah, it's four.
Because the loss, and then we three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah. So
three straight Super Bowls.
Well, if they make it to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We're talking about if – oh, you're talking about the championship.
I'm saying the championship.
Yeah, I'm saying if he makes the Super Bowl, like three straight Super Bowls,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because I think he was the first person ever to get to three straight with two different teams or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Correct. Championship
something
teams.
Like that.
Yep.
All right, Andy,
you're going to see a lot of scoring in that game, I think.
Well, can I – full disclosure, I'm telling you what I'm going to tell you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning is. I'm telling you right now what I'm going to tell you Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Those quarterbacks we just saw, that's what you should want the Eagles to have at quarterback. Go get someone that can play like that. I'm telling you Monday's topic before the show even happens. Because we will see guys light it up, and I will say to people, and many will agree with me, and some will disagree with me, and that's fine, That's what we should want here in Philadelphia. And that's what we don't have. And I like Hurts. I mean, my God, I do. I like the guy. I respect the guy. He's tough. He's admirable. I just don't think he's good enough. Robert in Glen
he's
Olden.
He's not good enough yet.
Yeah, okay, I'll say it another way. I don't think he is likely to become good enough. And that's where, I guess, we disagree. Robert, what's
well,
up?
Well, even if he's not, it's the best path forward for this season to bolster the rest of the team around him and give him a better chance.
All right, let's go to Bob in Glen Olden one more time. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Triple James, what's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Doing well, Robert.
Now, listen, James, you got to bust it up for Joe. Joe, I don't mean to pick on you, but this is a great song, how he busted out the LL Cool J song. You got to bust out a little Heavy D. Now that we found love, what are we going to do with it, Joe?
What are we going to do, Robert?
What are we going to do, Joe, with Amy? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, when's that, maybe that ring coming, Joe? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what lyrics we were going to here, so I got
it. Now that we found love.
So you're going, you're going there on live radio.
I'm just joking with you, Joe. You know what I mean? But it's a great song now that we found love, Heavy D. It's kind of right. In that era of right. LL Cool J. So, but listen, Joe, I like to live in the world of hypotheticals. I need you to be Father Joe for me, okay?
Oh, I can do that. Sure.
I went to West Catholic, Joe.
I'm a man of the cloth, Robert. Father
right,
Joe.
Future
ahead.
Pope Joe DeCamera, right? Yeah.
That's right. Pope Joe. I went to West. We had brothers, we called them, man, when
okay.
I went.
So, Father Joe is here, my son. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, Joe, you went in my segue a little bit with the Flyers thing, with the 10-game losing streak. I need to confess, Joe, I was born and raised Southwest Philly, a 4-for-4 guy. But, Joe, I don't even know how to say it. I feel guilty. They don't even come on my radar. Like, I don't even think about the Flyers. Like, if I'm flipping through the channels with my $230 cable bill, I can relate to that. I'm flipping through the channels. I gloss over it, and I watch reruns of, like, I watch these shows like Gold Rush and Swamp People. Like, I watch reruns of those shows over the Flyers.
So, so Father Joe has this to say, Robert. Poignant,
like, What is my penance, Joe?
Well, you have no penance. Penance is for those running the Flyers. So here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to make this real simple. You can choose to forgive them or not if you want. You probably won't and probably shouldn't.
Yeah,
but
forgive them,
Father, for they know not what they do. See, that's the problem.
How's that possible?
They don't know what they're doing. Robert, they don't, and I'm not saying forgive them. Obviously, I'm tongue-in-cheek here.
I know what you're saying.
They don't know what they're doing.
I mean,
that's why every single year we have a bad team, except for the bubble 2 seasons ago. We have a bad team that is boring and irrelevant as we turn to February. It's a disaster.
I don't even consider them, Joe. Like, they don't even cross my radar.
I know. And that is true for a lot of people around here who grew up as die-hard Flyers fans.
Die
I know.
Lindros era was my era. That's
me
I was
too.
Like 1920. You know
me
what
too.
I mean? That was my era.
Dude, so, I'm with you 1,000,000%.
I just don't get – that just shows you how far they've fallen. I'm glad. I don't feel guilty.
Well, that's the – Robert, that's the other thing. I think that they – see, there's two different things going on. There's the bad product on the ice, and then there's the lack of connectivity they have to the town, sort of independent of the ice. They don't have an identity with how they play, so they don't galvanize people from that standpoint. They don't have a central figure that people rally around,
such as
Bobby Clark, such as Eric Lindros. Even a guy like Jeremy Roenick, he was a star. I mean, was a star. And Roenick would be a friend of WIP. He'd come on the air. Howard would reach out to him. Roenick would pop on the air. And you know why people listened? Number one, because they followed the Flyers more 15 years ago. Number two, because they were truly curious. Hey, what's JR going to say? He's interesting. He'll say something. They are boring.
Making it quick, my buddy at Sweet Tickets the other night, I told him no. He has two brothers. They told him no. He took my sister, Joe, who could care less if the 4 sports teams left tomorrow. I mean, she went to the Sweet game with my buddy.
It's sad. It makes me really sad, Robert, because this is a team I've loved, and it's just really been boring for a while.
But
Robert, give me a great character in a TV show, an active show.
Joe, you got to stop taking these names because Homer was my name, but I'm going to go along that line. Give me Kenny from South Park, all right?
You got it.
Great.
All right. What a call from
Robert.
I don't know about Kenny.
You can take the character you can't understand what he says when he talks. It's probably not the best way to go.
Could you understand what I said about the Flyers, James?
Dude, I feel it. Like, I felt 100% you guys going back and forth. That's my experience. I mean, my dad's favorite team was the Flyers. Like, it wasn't like, he was a Flyers fan. Yeah. Then the other teams came. Like, that's how I grew up.
Yep.
Like, we've talked about this many times. I used to be able to name, like, every player in the NHL in the 90s.
Me
like,
too.
Everyone, like, Paul Stastny, all the, like, the whole thing.
Right.
I know no one anymore. Like, it's boring. The product's boring. The team is particularly boring.
They are.
And look, it's been a long time since they've been good, man. Like, at a certain point, it's like what they are.
James, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Makes me very sad. Really does. Let's go to Ray right now in Morristown. Ray, you're on WIP.
Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Today? Well, Ray.
It's afternoon, whatever it is. Jeez. What's going on?
Tonight's Ozark, Ray.
Friday.
Tonight's Ozark. Yeah, okay. I understand. Guys, listen, I was trying to call and I told James it was time to talk about, you know, Chris Godwin. Don't want him on the team.
You don't want him on our team?
No, this is why. This is what the Eagles do well. They go get guys off the scrap heap that are coming off some kind of major debacle, usually an injury. And you know, just like they did with Jay Ajayi, the guy had no knee cartilage. You get maybe a year or two out of him, and then that's it. So I would like to see them go get a wide receiver that's going to be here for at least a good 4 years, so you can get some continuity with the other guys on the offense, and then hopefully grow with the quarterback. And if Jalen's not the guy, then you'll have a great wide receiver that's going to entice a good quality quarterback to want to come here. Because as it stands now, I like Jalen Hurts. I do. I really do. I don't know for certain if he's going to be the quarterback of the future, as you speak of being the next 5 years. I think he's the guy for the moment, yeah. And I think he can possibly be a quality guy in the moment if you put some pieces around him. But right now you have two people that catch passes on the offense. Smith, who doesn't get enough targets, and that's the coach's fault. And ever since our buddy signed his new contract, he's been dropping passes.
Which guy's on Goddard?
Goddard.
Well, you got to remember, Ray, he caught a lot of passes too, though.
I feel like this is growing out of control.
Too much so, yeah.
The Dallas Goddard can't
catch things. He has dropped a lot of key passes, John. He has.
No, he hasn't. He's dropped a couple passes. And
a couple passes that he's dropped have been drops that you needed in
some of them were key, yes. Some of the drops were key. I will. I'm in between the two of you on that. You know, look, he's still one of the best. He's one of the best players on the team. So
I'm not saying he stinks at all.
I know.
I'm saying is it seems odd to me that after you sign a big contract and the team invests and they say that yes, you are a guy, we got rid of
I
Pro
have
Bowl,
no worries
tight end
about Dallas Goddard moving forward. I have
zero worries. Because every game he's played in the last four weeks, he has dropped passes.
Ray, give me a character in a TV show, active show, great one.
It's an active show. It's a new show, but the character is old, and the character is iconic, old being in time. Lois and Superman.
Wow, which one am I writing down? Lois or Superman?
Superman.
Superman and Lois and okay. Well,
what is he on one of the WB shows or something?
You know, listen.
He actually is.
It's been a bunch of them through the years.
Superman and Lois, or Lois and Superman.
Here's the
thing: the name of the show.
The movie cartoon.
Is it a good character in that show, though? I mean, we know classic
she's
Superman.
Pretty good. I mean, you know, she's strong. She's a
no, but he said Superman, not Lois. He went with Superman.
Oh, that's right.
So are we going? Is it a Clark? Is it a Dean Cain Superman? Is it
no,
a Christopher Reeve?
What's his name? Tyler Hoechlin, or
I don't know.
He's a good Superman because it's Superman with a family, and they're doing the whole he and Lois raising their two sons on the farm back in, you know, Smallville or wherever. And it's the problems that he's undergoing while trying to save the world and be a good father.
Let me ask a question. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this from a sexual standpoint.
Oh, my God.
In Superman 2,
Let me ask you a question from a sexual standpoint.
I think it's only possible that they can do that when he has his powers taken away.
Well, that's
because otherwise.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've thought about that.
Do you think Lois Lane
this has
really
been thought
wanted
of
him?
We are not the first people to have this conversation.
I mean, Lois Lane had to be like, yo, Soup, what are you doing to me here? We're about to do something, and you're taking all your powers away?
Well, maybe.
I mean,
it might have been the safest
Yeah, I think it could be dangerous otherwise is the point.
I do think it is very dangerous with an empowered Superman.
You know what? Who knows?
I don't know.
Hopefully none of us and no one does.
215-592-9494. Let me throw one more thought out at you.
Can't wait.
I gotta be
it sexual in nature?
Yeah, I got to be careful how I say this.
I like this sexy time thing.
Sexy time with Joe DeCameron.
No,
new
maybe
segment.
We need to get this going like on a regular basis.
Tell me if you,
sexy time
tell
with
me,
Joe
tell
DeCam.
Me if you guys believe this or not. Just do you believe this or not? Sexy time with him. Tell me if you believe this or not.
Sexy time with him.
Some buddies with someone that got with someone. That woman had gotten with someone very famous.
Okay.
An athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So there was conversation about the encounter. The woman said the very famous athlete, 3 straight hours. Believe it or not.
I believe it.
Not really.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. That's the end of Sexy Time with the Hammer. Hey, coming up, drop of the week, time's yours as well. More calls on 94WIP. Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional round of the playoffs. That means you bet five. How about that? This is ridiculous. This is amazing. You bet $5. And if you get to pick any team you want in the divisional round amongst any of these games, if you get that pick right, you get that game right, a $5 bet turns into $150. That's correct. A $5 bet turns into $150. That's what 30-1 odds means with FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the NFL playoffs than America's number one sportsbook, where, of course, it's simple. It's easy to sign up. The app, easy to use. Generous promotions every day. Safe and secure. And when you win, FanDuel will get you paid faster. Winnings in as little as 2 hours with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. If you already have a FanDuel account, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on just a $5 bet when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER for this phenomenal deal, this great opportunity with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.